I'll call the November 2nd Common Council meeting in order. Madam Director of Administration, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Alderman Deidre?
Yes.
Mayor?
Here.
Wilhelm?
Here.
Hanlon?
Here.
Barber?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I blew that one right out of the gate. Okay, first order on the agenda is citizens' comment period. We've done this a couple of times. You've all heard this before. I'll just remind everybody again. We're going to, of course, as always, respect each other's opinions. Folks in the hallway, can you move to the community room, please? We're going to respect each other's opinions. We've been doing very well at that. Thank you very much. 3 minutes each, one time through only, please. Side comments, no heckling, none of that, because that's all part of respecting each other. No clapping, side comments, that kind of stuff. Let's be nice to each other. With that, let's open the citizens' comment period. Anyone wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you'd like to say. Mr. Doe.
Good evening. I'm Dave Dahl, president of Alice Roller, a manufacturing company in the Franklin Business Park. I'm also president of the Franklin Business Park Consortium since that started in 2015. First of all, I'd like to say that I have firsthand knowledge of what Strauss Brands is about, as from 2009 till 2014, Alice Roller was located directly across the street from the Strauss facility on 60th Street. So every day I drove to work, I drove right past their facility. I parked in a lot within a couple hundred feet of their front door. And for all those years, I can be a witness that says they operated very clean, very calm environment, clean, no odors, no noises. A lot of times people would even ask what goes on over across the street because it didn't seem like anything special was happening. I think that's a testament to how they run their business, and they've proven that for many, many years, nearly 50 years in the business park. They are now trying to expand, as many of us in the park. We have 15 member companies and 9 associate members. All of us like being in the park. We also will think about expanding in Franklin, many of us. Many of us have and many of us will. This is important now to see how this goes forward. It seems like this is a very good project. It's been years in the planning stages. There's been very thorough plans submitted for approval. As a Franklin resident, and I've lived here for many years, I want to speak from the point of being a resident. We need to expand our tax base. We need to support companies, particularly those who have a strong, solid base here and have shown they're good corporate citizens. We need to support their efforts to grow. This adds investment in the community, it adds to the tax base, and it also will allow the tax burden to be shared amongst businesses and citizens. Otherwise, we're going to see a significant tax increase for all residents of Franklin. That is a very important situation for all of us to consider. So I'm here tonight to strongly support the new Strauss facility, and I'm very supportive for a number of reasons for this to be approved. Thank you.
3 minutes. Very good. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hello, my name is Joan Hansen. I'm a resident.
Joan, please come closer. Thank you.
I'm a resident of Franklin. I live at 6418 South 122nd Street. I'm in Alderman John Nelson's district, the very district where this would be located. My initial question here is, I'm very surprised to be back here tonight. I don't know why I'm here. Unless somebody who voted, one of the four people has changed their mind and asked for reconsideration, I don't know why we are going to be looking at item G and having reconsideration. Anybody have an answer to that? Who is the person who put this on the agenda for reconsideration? One of the four aldermen who did vote the way they did last week? Or the mayor? Or the city attorney? Or who?
Any one of the four who voted in the majority is entitled to ask for reconsideration.
And has that happened?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Doug Milinovich, 9572 West Prairie Grass Way. I'm here tonight to bring up a few issues that you guys have heard why you should say no to the project. And I'm here to bring facts to the table and show that some of these reasons are irrational, irrelevant, and somewhat hypocritical. Let's first take a look at the big cry, and that's real estate values, okay? It's a bunch of bunk. It's always cried about that real estate values are going to crash. And Bear Development is going to be building upper-end houses there. Bear Development didn't get to become the company they did by making poor decisions. So let's remember that. Let's look at Franklin's history. 76th Street, when it went to two lanes. Oh my gosh, you're never going to be able to sell a house at 76th Street again, and you're killing the values. The CBRF on 92nd Street. I listened to it in my own subdivision. Oh, our property values. The Rock. Let's look at The Rock. Property values haven't fallen around The Rock. It's about supply and demand. And I do know two individuals that you've heard the real estate cry from. One is somebody I don't believe, to my knowledge, has any real estate experience. And it's a former alderwoman that seems to be playing the not in my backyard pretty well.
We're going to not do personals here.
I didn't say that. I said former. You know what that means? It's a former alderwoman, and when it was, the CBRF was going through on 92nd Street, she pushed that through. She didn't listen to the people who were concerned. And, you know, the other person who's brought this up is somebody I like personally who's a realtor. But the facts show me, according to MLS, this realtor in 2019 sold $338,000 worth of property in Franklin. In 2020, MLS tells me, personally, she sold none. In 2020 alone, I am north of $5.7 million in sold Franklin properties. So you decide who you want to listen to about what happens with property values. One of the older people brought up that jobs, only three people live here. Okay, that's fine. Who cares? They're still coming here to work here. Unemployment's a bad thing no matter where it happens. Renters talking about taxes, that's a good one. And finally, a current alderwoman states on social media that she feels that the Common Council is getting beat up for somebody else's negotiations. Well, did she forget that she was in closed-door meetings for 3 years, as was two other members of this Common Council, talking about Strauss? So it's not somebody else's decision.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
That's all I have. Thank you to the Common Council and the mayor.
Sir, there's a line behind you. Yes, ma'am, good evening. I'd suggest you jump in it if you want. Thank you.
Hi, I'm speaking on behalf of Liz Parolo at 9218 West Briarwood. And the majority of the residents breathed a sigh of relief after this project was rejected. It seems wrong that no notice was given, and we were subjected to a pop-up meeting to overturn a prior vote. Countless residents packed three rooms and spoke for hours expressing their objections. Your own fire department said they would not meet requirements to handle a chemical mishap. I would like it stated on the record that you are willing to put yourself, your family, and the citizens you swore to protect in danger. Franklin used to be the finishing star of Milwaukee County, or used to be the shining star of Milwaukee County. It used to be a place where people aspire to be as a symbol of their success, great schools, safe environment, high-end homes, and yes, recently, multi-million dollar homes. What happened under your leadership and guidance? Franklin has now become home to the dump, multiple junkyards, the quarry, the slaughterhouse, house of correction. This is a snapshot of your legacy after having served on the board. I heard a board member express concerns about lots being developed by Bear Realty. The question out to the developer from the board was, the city of Franklin, by way of taxpayer funding, has fronted the project $9 million. What is your investment to date? The developer skirted around the issue, leaving everyone to believe there was nothing invested by Bear Homes themselves. So this is the Trojan horse. You can't sell lots for $135,000 when a slaughterhouse is in their backyard. You know it, I know it. This is a Trojan horse. They're going to come back after that project starts, because there's no basement dug at Bear Homes yet. They're going to come back and they're going to want to be rezoned for low-income housing. Put it on the record, mark my word, that's going to happen. I used to say, is it greed or power that overrides someone's common sense? I feel more it's appropriate to ask, is this moral? Nobody really cares about industry here. We all know that industry does survive. A slaughterhouse does not belong in the middle of a subdivision area. It doesn't.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Joe Smichek. I reside in Maguanago currently. However, I've worked in the Franklin Industrial Park for nearly 20 years. So I can personally vouch for Strauss, as well as my fellow Business Park Consortium members, that we have experienced no noise or any issues impacting the public or the businesses in the surrounding area for my tenure. Please support the growth of businesses and jobs in our community and approve the Strauss expansion so they can continue to invest in their employees and our economy. I've known Franklin to be very business friendly over the years. So please, Mr. Mayor, aldermen, alderwomen, please make it stay that way.
Thank you, Mr. Smichek.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Van Gotham at S97W13172 Champions Drive, Muskego, Wisconsin. I am the present president of the Champion Village Homeowners Association, and also been authorized to say that I also represent Stonebridge Subdivision. First off, if I may, Ms. Hanneman, Ms. Wilhelm, Mr. Myers, I am correct? Is that the correct pronunciation? Mr. Nelson, we all thank you for, on October 20th, voting no for this development. I think you realize through wisdom and insight that this belongs in a rural area. In a 1 mile radius, I did my homework this weekend, we have 363 homes within a 1 mile radius. You took where the plan's going to be and drew one big circle around it. You have approximately $120 million worth of property value that people have bought in the area. And you also have approximately 130 kids that go to school. Yes, we are in Muskego, but we are impacted greatly by this development. If you took this same project and put it on Loomis Road at Rawson and Loomis, the 50 acres, can you imagine what the reaction would be? But if you drew a radius of the homes that live within that 1 mile, we actually have more homes than that area does. So again, we thank you for your insight and your foresight, knowing that this is not a project that belongs in a rural area. Lastly, August of 2019, the Strauss Brands LLC changed forever. They became part of an investment firm that were purchased and became part of a major corporation. Randy Strauss and his company changed dramatically then. And if you don't think it has, then you really are naive to not realize that, but you voted no, and that's why you realize that that has changed. And especially, I guess I was reading the articles in the paper that you were negotiating. As soon as they bought Strauss Brands LLC in 2019, they said in the articles that they were negotiating with Franklin. And then, behind your back, they went to Milwaukee and negotiated a contract that had somebody not voted against it, this facility would have been in Milwaukee. So can Thank you trust you, them? That is the question.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Robert Montgomery. I live at 8570 South 116th Street. I guess my first question, which I can't get an answer for, is it going to be best two out of three? I mean, that's a fair question. I can assume another alderman can have a change of heart for unknown reasons, and will we have another meeting? And then another alderman or woman can have a change of heart, and we'll have another meeting. And then someone else can have a change of heart. And can then we go around a thing where suddenly someone changes their minds, has another meeting, and then wants to change their mind again? Can we do this forever? Is this a perpetual motion machine? So if it's two out of three, I'm fine with that. I'd just like to know the date for the next meeting, because we've already voted once no, and assume tonight we vote yes. Now, the person who's changed their mind, they were sure a few weeks ago. And if they vote yes today, are they just as sure as they were 2 weeks ago? Well, a reasonable person would say no, that they're what we call a flip-flopper. I don't know who the person is, but if you're sure this time and you were sure last time and they're diametrically opposed, one was a yes, one was a no, what makes you any more believable now? Thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Dave Sorensen. I live at 8669 South Deerwood Lane. Attorneys from Stafford Rosenbaum, Strauss Brands special counsel, have argued Franklin's rejection of the slaughterhouse proposal lacks facts to support its conclusion. This seems particularly surprising to me, considering the only facts lacking around this entire development are those from Strauss that we've repeatedly asked for. Strauss has opted to shortcut this process at every turn and has provided nothing other than what would be a naturally biased opinion on why they should be able to build what they want, and promises about new untested technology, which their own attorney stated recently in the Business Journal, will limit, not eliminate, the long list of concerns that we've talked about. further complicating this process, we have government officials who have continually conducted themselves more like paid lobbyists for Strauss Inside Equity Holdings as opposed to bipartisan elected officials trying to support the citizens they represent. And for Strauss Brands, the citizens of Franklin are not stupid by any means. It's a well-educated population. We've heard your desires and opinions repeatedly. We get it. But what is missing, as we've said time and time again, from this process is anything substantive or factual, such as the following. There's no environmental impact study. There's no property value impact assessment. There's no feasibility study on future development adjacent to a slaughterhouse. There's no contractual clause limiting activity by Insight Equity Holdings of South Lake, Texas, such as selling Strauss to WH Group of China, who operates a million square foot slaughterhouse in Tar Heel, North Carolina. By the way, the population of Tar Heel is 117. They don't have 35,000 people living in subdivisions. No clause requiring any specific amount or quality level of jobs to be produced for the city's financial investment. No traffic impact study around shipping 500 cattle daily through the city to get from the freeway to the far west side of town. No logistical study on getting hundreds of employees from outside of Franklin to the rural west side of town, far again from the freeway. South currently only has 3 employees that reside in Franklin. And obviously few local residents are going to be clamoring to work on a kill floor when they can make the much touted wage of $15 an hour, which is the starting wage at Target. We also have no regard or reassurance from Strauss regarding their recent OSHA complaints, which resulted in a $260,000 settlement, and we don't have them saying they pledge to do better in terms of protecting their workers' health and welfare. We have no former...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, folks. First, I got to say, Daryl Malik, 8230 River Terrace Drive. I'm here as a citizen of Franklin, as is an owner of a Franklin business. And I've been in the business park or off of Forest Home Avenue or in another location in the business park for about 25, 26 years or so. So I'm very familiar with both Franklin, the area, and Strauss Brands. And when I say that, I'm very familiar with the name. I don't know the Strausses. I've never met them. I've never talked to them. All I know is that I've driven by their plant approximately 3,000 to 4,000 times. And I have never, ever noticed a single negative effect of that plant in all the times I've been living here. I've never had one negative comment from anybody. And to me, the fundamental issue here is what really is in the best interest of the majority of the residents of Franklin. I understand the pressures. I heard it. I listened to the whole 5 hours last time. There's a lot of emotion. A lot of people are up in arms. A lot of people probably have never been by Strauss or very limited times. And it's a scary word. Slaughterhouse automatically brings a negative connotation. But until I knew what happened there, I had no idea it was a slaughterhouse. So there's no reason to think a slaughterhouse where it's going to be proposed in a pretty isolated area with a very well-designed area. There's no reason for anybody to think that that somehow is going to change between now and when they move. So the tax impact is going to be great. As aldermen, you are responsible to consider everybody's opinion and the tax increase and what we're all on the hook for together. The 3.5% is my understanding. So that's a very important thing. I understand how hard this is. I understand the emotions, but I'm asking for your support of Strauss. They are a great company. There is no negative impact. Everything that was just said behind me, that doesn't exist, and there's no reason to think it's going to exist at a modern facility when they made it work with a very unmodern facility. So it's just not an issue. There's no reason to expect it to be an issue going forward, and I ask for your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good Good evening. My name is Jim Page. I oversee corporate attraction and expansion for the Milwaukee 7. So if you're not familiar with M7, we're the regional economic development entity that's here in southeastern Wisconsin.